Hi, this is Rowan, and I'm here with Aaron today, my social studies teacher, and we are going to be talking about respect and authenticity about respect. So my first question is, what makes respect authentic to you?
I don't know. That's kind of an interesting question, kind of a weird question. Like, I never really thought about it in that way. I don't know. What makes respect authentic for me? I have to say, like, I think I've switched. I think as a new teacher, you come in and you hear the phrase, like, you got to give respect to get respect. And that was kind of something like old teachers would always say, which would kind of justify why they were kicking, you know, black and brown kids out of class, because they're like, they're not respectful, kick them out. I think for me, I guess, like, I've kind of shifted my opinion. Like, I immediately give respect to everybody. They don't have to earn it from me. Everybody just gets it, and then you can only mess it up, right? Like, or not, if you're just normal.
Yeah.
And I think, how is that authentic? I don't know if that's authentic, though.
More like,
I just give it away.
Did you, like, ever, like, how did your parents teach you about respect? Or did you grow up listening to, like, you need to respect anybody that comes along your way in life? Or
I don't know. My mom was, like, an only child, and she was a single mom, mm-hmm. and she didn't really have time for games. So, like, the way she taught me respect was just she was pretty tough on me.
Yeah.
She would yell at me. She would, you know, put me in my place, tell me what to do. I don't feel like we ever really had, like, conversations, like, how to be, like, polite and respectful mm-hmm. at people's houses. My wife's family is much more formal. And, like, sometimes I'll kind of catch myself with my elbows on the table and, like, laying back in my chair. And then I'm like, oh, God, this is the conversation my mother and I never had. So,
yeah. So
I don't know. She mostly taught me respect, I think, through just an example, just how she was very respectful and very friendly to people mm-hmm. and just very hard on me when I was acting stupid.
Completely agree. I grew up, my dad always taught me to, like, if somebody's respecting you, then obviously respect them back, show the respect back. It's going to cause a conflict, or they're going to feel hurt, and you don't want people to feel hurt. Mm. But if somebody is showing you disrespect in any kind of way, you have the right to either be stern with them or show them the disrespect back, because you don't deserve to be treated like that. But, yeah, he was very big on, like, respecting, especially respecting people who are, like, your teachers or parents or just family or people that are, like, a big part of your life.
Is it a big part, or is it, like, authority?
I think just a big part. At least for me, like, I am going to respect anybody who is a big part of my life, because mm-hmm. I would never want somebody to feel, like, unworthy or, like, mm-hmm. I don't like them, unless I don't like them, you know.
What's your experience with teachers? I'm always, as a teacher, I'm always curious. Did any teacher ever lose your respect?
Yes. Well, more substitute teachers. When I was in second grade, there was this teacher, I don't even remember. I think her name was, like, Miss McDonald or something. It was, like, something really weird.
Old McDonald.
She was very old. But she, like, said something super rude to me because I put something in the wrong place. I don't even remember what she said. Mm. But luckily she only substituted for us twice. She was just very, very rude. She was rude to a lot of other students. And then some other teachers in middle school were kind of rude that, like, I just kind of, like, half-assed their class. But I never, like, I always feel bad, like, disrespecting teachers, because, like, they're still trying to help us, like, get through life, get through school. Like, I feel like I could never really disrespect a teacher.
Mm. And so even though you weren't, like, into the class, you're still respectful.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, and I guess that kind of connects back to your family. And that would make it authentic.
Yeah.
Probably the lessons that your dad was taught,
mm-hmm.
that you were taught.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then my next question was, I guess we already kind of answered that. Like, who are the people that we should respect? Or, like, where it draws the line of respect and, like, sticking up for yourself?
Yeah, well, I was just kind of saying how everybody gets my respect. And then it does, I don't know that it changes, but I do get more guarded mm-hmm. if people are taking advantage of me or if people start to realize, oh, like, we see things pretty differently. Like, you maybe have this set of beliefs that run pretty counter to what I believe. So, and it's not necessarily that the respect goes away. I'll still respect you, but maybe from a distance.
Yeah.
Maybe I just won't put myself in a position where we're going to interact that much.
Right. I agree.
So I'll still respect you, but I'm going to be over here.
Yeah.
You be over there. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. What about for you?
I would say, for the most part, I give a lot of people respect. But if somebody is to show me disrespect in any kind of way or, like, just, like, outright just rude to me or somebody that I care about, like a teacher, a friend, family member, whoever, I'm not going to respect that person anymore. I don't have to be vocal about it, but if they do try to come up to me, talk to me, try to be friendly with me, I'm going to be honest with them and be like, no, that was very disrespectful. And maybe I'll call them out on it. Maybe I won't. But, like, if somebody is showing disrespect towards somebody or me, I'm just going to be like, nope, you're cut out. You're done.
But that's, at the same time, that's kind of respectful, too. Because you're like, look, I'm going to give it to you straight.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes for me, I'm not as, like, straight or forthcoming about mm-hmm. how I'm feeling about a person. But I do know that about you.
Yeah.
I've definitely seen that. You're like,
so
I can tell from your look sometimes in class. Like, oh, I'm going to have to protect that student from Rowan. I can get them out of there. Yeah. Was that it?
I think so.
Awesome.
Teacher. He's a student teacher. Do you want to introduce yourself?
I am Andrew Ida, and I am a student teacher for Denise Olick at Shabazz High School.
And I'm going to be asking him the same questions I asked Aaron. So the first question is just, how is respect authentic to you, like, growing up? What did you learn about respect?
So I kind of had an interesting way of growing up, at least in terms of learning about respect, because I feel that a lot of the lessons that I personally learned weren't necessarily from my parents. It was from just people in general around me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I didn't grow up in a household where it was like, oh, like, respect your elders and, like, respect your parents and just complete, like, 100% authority with that. But I kind of just found throughout life that it's, or throughout life, I'm 23. I've found that it's important to just respect the people that also show you respect. Mm-hmm. It's not a one-way thing. And that's kind of part of being authentic, where if you're going to form an honest and authentic relationship with someone or with yourself, respect has to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, okay. it's kind of respect is just a part of being authentic and part of being like real and personal with someone.
I think that's a good way to put it. I definitely agree. Like I was telling Aaron, my dad, like growing up, my dad taught me like always respect people unless you feel uncomfortable or they're not respecting you or being rude to you, then you're allowed to show them the same energy back.
Yeah, like it should be something that you do to people. Like you shouldn't just not respect people.
Right. But, which for some reason people think that's okay.
Yeah, but it's something that's definitely earned, not expected or given, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like even as a teacher, like I don't imagine like that I just deserve the respect of students. I feel that that's a relationship that you build and something that like I'm hoping to just garner anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just part of all sort of in like power relationships that it's not just something that is already there. It's something that you have to create and build.
Nice. Okay. So the next question is, who do you feel like you always need to respect no matter what? And where do you think you can cross the line on being respectful and standing up for yourself and others if you feel like they weren't respecting you or being rude or anything?
I think the number one person you need to respect is yourself. Mm-hmm. Like when it all comes down to it, like you have to value your own emotions and feelings and space. And so the point where it crosses the line are if people cross those boundaries that you know you need for yourself. And so like we said before, you know, respect is something that you should always be thinking about and always like giving other people when it is deserved.
Yeah.
But you really do have to be looking out for yourself. And
of course.
Because, you know, you can't be your best self for other people if you aren't respecting yourself and valuing your own emotional stability and just personal life. And
yeah,
that was a little bit of a mess.
I completely agree with that, too. I think that no matter, like, if I feel like no matter who they are, like, if they're a big part of your life, especially teachers, like, I feel like you should always respect your teachers unless they're being respectful to you. But I think most of the part, especially at Shabazz, like, teachers know, like, how to communicate with students and be respectful to students. And I think that's something I really appreciate about this school. 'Cause, like, other schools I know, like, teachers can come off very rude. And that's when I think you can draw the line of, okay, you're not respecting me, and I don't feel good about it, and I don't want to be in your class anymore or something. Or, like, if, like, my grandpa was to say something rude, I think I have the right to be like, no, that's not okay, and call him out about it so that he doesn't say something like that again, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And something you reminded me of, when I first came to Shabazz, I was having some thoughts about the power dynamic between students and teachers, that mm-hmm. with like students calling their teacher like Miss, Mrs., Mr., then whatever their name is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about how, like, what I just thought about that in general, especially going back to that respect is like mm-hmm. earned, not just expected or given immediately. And I feel like that's a sort of just kind of institutional way of just demanding that respect.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of concerned about that coming in. And when I talked to Denise when we first met, I asked about that and like how, like what students are like called teachers at the school. And she said, well, we just use first names here.
Yeah.
And that was such a relief because that's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
And so I think that's really nice. I think it's a small thing that you don't really think about mm-hmm. all the time, but I think it kind of goes a long way to providing a sort of climate of authenticity. Yeah. So. Yeah. Hey, it kind of removes a wall mm-hmm. between, like, the power dynamics.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I definitely like that we use first names. I think that shows a lot of, like, respect towards students and not, like, being like, oh, I'm big authority, like, you have to listen to me, like, call me by my last name kind of thing. Like, no, it's like, we're a community, we're all in this together, like, the students are learning every day and the teachers are learning every day. It's not just, like, a place for students to sit there and be depressed and learn.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Of course.